This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you just heard was Mongolian band Uhai. Yes, from Ulaanbaatar. Indeed. And their album just came out January the 6th, so less than a month ago. Brand new band, a la The Who, like, and not Pete Townsend's band, the other Mongolian band, you know? All right. Okay, let's see here. Oh, shucks. I would be remiss if I weren't to say that CKUW 95.9 FM broadcasts from the University of Winnipeg, located on Treaty 1 territory and the national homeland of the Red River Métis in Winnibuc, Manitoabi. We acknowledge these are the ancestral lands of the Anishinaabeg, Anishinaabe, Ininuak, Nahetowak, Ocheti Shakowe, Dakota Oyate, and the Métis peoples. This territory is also a place of significance for the Dene and the Inuit. We acknowledge that our water is sourced from Shoal Lake 41st Nation in Treaty 3 territory, and that most of our hydroelectricity comes from Treaty 5 territory in northern Manitoba. As a community-driven, not-for-profit organization, CKUW 95.9 FM strives to respect, value, and incorporate Indigenous knowledge and perspectives into our programming and organization in the spirit of truth and reconciliation. Remembering the original spirit and intent of the treaties, we recognize that the work of reconciliation is ongoing. Okay. Let's see here. Okay, so we started off with some Uhai, and what else have we got for you? We got a whole show's worth of stuff. Let's see here. We've got a couple of birthdays. Three or four birthdays. Five birthdays. Holy smokes. Five birthdays to celebrate. A couple of notable moments in music history. We have a death day to commemorate. We have our regular 420 feature coming up in about 11 minutes. And a whole tractor trailer full of world music just for your listening pleasure. You got it. All right. Good stuff. I'd say something about the Grammys, but I don't know. I saw a good song that I guess they did. Was it War Pigs they did? Anyway, they did a Black Sabbath song, which was, to me, the highlight of the evening. And the rest of it, not so much, except for the people who were standing up for their fellow countrymen. And, you know what I'm saying. I don't need to say any more. Anyway, what have I got for you? I got all sort of stuff. Let's see. Should we start off with stuff or other stuff? You know what? Let's start off with other stuff, shall we? Okay. All right. Let's do that. 6:10 p.m. Holy smokes. It's about time we got the show on the road, huh? All right. Okay. All right. Friend of CKUW, friend of the world, Laura, sent me this song and saying, hey, have you heard this? And I'm like, yes, this band was at the 2005 from Winnipeg Folk Fest. And you know what? I don't play enough of this band, so good for her. And you know what? Let's play some right now. We'll send this out to Rob and Laura. And anyway, here's some Bossy Soko. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Sabe Thank you.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. I guess I better tell you what you just heard. What you just heard was Argentina's Tango Electron, Transfuga, from their self-titled release. I'm not sure what year that was, so a few years ago. What else did we hear there? We heard The Lockdown Reel, a song by the Afrikelt Sound System from their most recent release, OVA. And we started that set off with Julo Diata, a song by Basisoko from his album Nimisa. Yeah, you got it. He was here at the Winnipeg Folk Fest in 2005. I remember because I was looking really forward to it because we had just gotten their album Sabolan. And it's freaking excellent stuff, man. There's been mention of the word the Jimi Hendrix of the Kora. And I don't think it's to him specifically. It's the guy who plays lead Kora in that band, who's another dude, and I don't know. Anyway, it's him and his cousins or something that are in that band, and they're from Guinea, I think. I could be wrong. I'll have to look it up. Anyway, hey, it's 6:20 here in Winnipeg. That means it's 4:20 in BC. And what better time to play some reggae, right? All right. Okay. We got a couple birthdays, I think. We have a birthday and a death day to sadly talk about here. But first, we'll start things off with the birthday. It is, actually, he's passed away, so I guess it is technically a death day, too. It's Dennis Brown's birthday. Dennis Brown, Bob Marley called him the crown prince of reggae. If he was alive now, he would be 68, which, you know, not that old. But, actually, yesterday was his birthday, February 1st, 1957. Sadly, he passed away in 1999. Yeah, no kidding, huh? Well, that's too bad. But, let's start things off with some Dennis Brown. His songs are awesome. Like, whatever he does, he could sing the phone book and it would sound great. All right, so anyway, let's get into this, shall we? I'm going to send this one out special to my wife, Arlie. Her dad really liked country, and it's a cover of a country song. So let's go there, all right? You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
I am a lineman for the country. And I'll drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the line. The Wichita line is still on the line. It's still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. Ooh, girl, I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. The Wichita line is still on the line. Oh, he's on the line. Ooh.
you still on the line. It's still on the line. I said he's on the line. Whoa. He's on the line. Oh yeah, yeah.
Still on the line.
Searching still for you.
with my hair down in my eyes, and she says and then I stumbled to the breakfast table while the kids were going off to school goodbye. She reaches out and takes my hands, squeezes it and says, how you feeling? Oh. And then I look across her smiling lips that warms my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, there's no such thing as Martha Sue's, Disneyland and Mother Goose, ain't no nursery rhyme. Charlie May, the little green apple, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. No. When I myself is feeling low, I think about the face of glow that he is my delight. And sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's a busy. Ask her to get away.
Listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM, and what you just heard was a couple tracks by Dennis Brown, yes, the Crown Prince of Reggae, as Bob Marley called him that, with a bit of Sly and Robbie in the middle. I slid some Sly and Robbie in there, because sadly, last week, January 26th, Lowell Fillmore, Sly Dunbar, died at 73 years old, passed away. That's very sad, very sad. But he and Robbie Shakespeare will be making music wherever they are. So hopefully that's happening. All right, we started things off with Wichita Lineman, which I should have listened to it before. It was not very reggae-ish, but it was a faithful reproduction of the original. I don't even know who Jimmy Webb wrote it, a guy named Jimmy Webb. And I know that it was a hit for Glenn Campbell. Yeah. So anyway, we had that. Wichita Lineman, then African Roots by Sly and Robbie, and then we heard a Little Green Apple written by Bobby Russell. It was a hit for other artists. Frank Sinatra, I think, had a hit with it. But in this case, it was done by Dennis Brown. So Rest in peace, Dennis Brown, and happy birthday. All right. Okay, if that wasn't quite enough reggae for you, we have, because, let's see here. Let's see. All right. Let's see here. Oh, it is, let's see, on this day in music history, February the 2nd, 1980, the Specials were at number one with Too Much, Too Young. It was the shortest number one hit of the decade, and it was one of the very first first songs at number one that were recorded live. So, you know what? Instead of talking about it, yeah, we'll just get right into it, shall we? All right. Here's the Specials. Too Much, Too Young. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Too much, too young. You're done too much, much too young. You're married with a kid when you could be having fun with it.
Thank you. me deixando louca.
Yeah, this is for you. This is one of my favorite songs. I've did all the favorite songs on the special down yesterday. Now, you've got to sing this with me because I haven't done this for a long time. So do it. Help me. Help me.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was the Neville Staple Band. Yes, one of the members of the original The Specials. A message to you, Rudy. Before that, we heard from Zeep. Z-E-E-P, yep. And that was another special song, Ghost Town, except here it's called Iso Nauda. Yeah, no kidding. And, yep, so Brazilian, indeed. And then we started things off with The Specials, right? Too Much, Too Young, one of the shortest hit singles of all time, huh? 2 minutes and 4 seconds long or something. Anyway, not very long at all. Okay, we got other birthdays to celebrate. Other birthdays to celebrate. Okay. So you know what? I'm going to play this one. And just be warned, this one, there's some colorful language in it. F-bombs aplenty. So let's celebrate together, shall we? It is yesterday, sorry. Mike Campbell. Mike Campbell, the lead guitarist of the Heartbreakers, as in Tom Petty and the... He's got his own band called the Dirty Knobs. And they were just in Winnipeg last year. And I can't think of a better concert that I saw all year long. Like, yeah, it was that good. That's what I'm saying. All right. So anyway, Mike Campbell's birthday, and it's his most explicit song. So if you got youngins, cover their ears. Okay. All right. And this definitely what's going on down south. The guy who's in charge of it, this is for him. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Well, look at that clown, dressed up like Charles Dickens, sneaking around like Slim Pickens. If he was a woman, he'd think he was God's gift to man. Called her stick his head in a garbage can. Oh, fuck that guy. Yeah, fuck that guy. Ooh, it ought to be a crime. He ain't no friend of mine. Fuck that guy. Heartless fool lurking around the high school. Somebody better call the cops. He ought to be arrested. Ain't nobody around here gonna get molested. No, fuck that guy. Yeah, fuck that guy.
Boys in the band. She says that I'm an all-time favorite. When I'm right time. She's never hard to please. That girl's a super freak, super freak, freak, be super freaky, yeah. She's a very special girl. Such a special girl, from her head down to her toenails. And she'll wait for me on backstage there with her girlfriends in a limousine. Girl, it's pretty wild now, that girl's a super freak. The kind of girl you read about in a magazine. Pretty wild now, that girl's a super freak. The kind of girl you read about in a magazine. Girl's pretty kinky now, girl's a super freak. Really love to chase her every time we meet.
الامال بالحل الحال قطع خط الارسال اول اول كش نقيب الحبال اول اول نصفوا الاحتيال
Listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. What you just heard was Alcazar. The song was Awel, and that's from their album Who Are We? And that one featured Lee Ronaldo, yes, of Sonic Youth fame. It's his birthday tomorrow, and he's going to be 70 years old. Happy birthday, Lee Ronaldo. Indeed. In that set, we also had... let's see, we started off with Mike Campbell and the Dirty Knobs with F That Guy, indeed, from his album Reckless Abandon. Then we heard from Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby doing the Super Freak because, yes, yesterday was Rick James's, oh my goodness, here, he was born in 1948, quick math, that'd make him damn near 80 years old, he'd be 78 years old. He did pass away in 2004. It's kind of amazing that he lived that long, but hey. Anyway, happy birthday, Rick James. All right, the Super Freak, Super Freak. And yeah, so we ended things off there with Alcazar. Indeed. Okay. All right. Let's see here. In honor of our fallen... I was going to say friends, for some of us in Winnipeg, that would be family, people we know, people in Iran. I've got some music by Amir Amiri here in the background, and we'll... One shocking thing that I saw was however many people were executed or whatever, they said something like 10,000 were blinded. And I'm like, holy, like... Yikes, what a place not to live, eh? Super glad to be here, somewhat safe in Canada, huh? All right. Okay, it is 7:03. Holy crow, let's get you some weather, shall we? All right. Holy, that's pretty loud, isn't it? Here, let's turn that down a bit. There we go. All right, a little bit in the background, huh? All right, it says right now, minus 19 degrees, condition not observed. Oh, I guess they really are out having a smoke. Pressure is rising. Temperature says here minus 18.8. Humidity's at 74%. Wind, it says, is calm, so I'm guessing there's no wind chill. Who knows? As I say, they're out having a smoke by the looks of it. Tonight, low of minus 26. Wind chill minus 28 this evening and minus 34 overnight. Risk of frostbite, indeed. Tuesday, becoming cloudy in the morning, then periods of light snow. Oh. Wind becoming south 20 near noon. High of minus 9. Wind chill minus 34 in the morning and minus 18 in the afternoon. Risk of frostbite. Tomorrow night, periods of light snow ending in the evening, then mainly cloudy. Low of minus 14. Wind chill minus 17 in the evening and minus 23 overnight. Okay. Wednesday, high of minus 5. It's going to be cloudy, but, you know, low of minus 4. Low of minus 4. High of minus 5 and a low of minus 4. Thursday, high of plus 3. Ick. Sorry, it's just, you know, like, it's just then things melt, it gets icy, it's just, it's not good when things go above zero here. Like, I wish it would just stay in the minuses until springtime, but that's just me. High plus 3 on Thursday, cloudy periods with 40% chance of rain, showers, or flurries, low of minus 10. Friday, high minus 8 and a low of minus 14 with 30% chance of flurries. Saturday, 30% chance of flurries, high of minus 9 and a low of minus 14. And Sunday, a high of minus 5. Okay. Normals are a high of minus 10 and a low of minus 21. Sun rose this morning at 8:01 and it's set tonight at 5:25 p.m. Okay, what else? What are the sorts of... Oh, shucks. Oh, I missed that. Okay, maximum temperature. Highest temperature on this day in 1991 was 4.9 degrees Celsius. Yes, that's above. The minimum temperature, the lowest it got to... Oh, boy. Minus 41.4 in 1996. If you add wind chill onto that, it was minus 54. Yes, in 1996. Yikes. Maximum precipitation, 1959 saw 12.7 millimeters of rain. And maximum snow on the ground, 1956 at 89 centimeters. Almost a meter of snow already on the ground. Holy, huh? Yikes. Okay, let's see. What have we got for you here? Let's see. Time now for CKUW's events guide, from concert and club listings to community announcements. We hope you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. And coming up, I'll let you know, a week from now, we will be asking you for dough, because upcoming next week, starting actually on Friday, is Fun Drive. Yeah. It doesn't look like there's lots of shows for it, but in the middle of the Fun Drive, February 13th at Public Domain, 633 Portage Avenue, there's going to be a CKUW 95.9 FM Fun Drive show with Cookie Delicious. Well, all cookies are delicious, no? Except for ones with raisins in them. Ugh. Sorry. Cola Pop with K's instead of C's. Yeah, Cola Pop. And Forestine. Never heard of any of these bands. I hope they're good. Yeah. All right. Let's... oops. Shucks. Sorry, I'm busy getting another thing up here, because if I look in the book, I'm going to look in the book. And let's see. What have we got here? Oh, it replayed the same song. Well, I don't want to do that, do I? There we go. Let's do that. Oh, I see. It is just playing. Oh, far out. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, anyway, I can give you some more events here. Let's see. Okay. Do you guys want to know what the Stars on Ice tour? Yep, meaning it happens May 6th, but who cares, right? March 5th, Absolute Bangers from Cola Pop, featuring Cookie Delicious and CL Riley at Times Change, High and Lonesome Club, March 5th. It's the Cola Pop album release. Album release, yes, indeed. So check it out from 8:30 to 11. And you can get tickets for that at Eventbrite. Yeah, okay. All right, I don't see nothing else, so we'll just go right to the old Cinematheque thing that's happening here. Okay, February 4th. So that will be Wednesday. Gangsterism. As he mulls over the budget for his new film, director Gangster Clem sends his artist cronies after an old comrade rumored to be a leaker. Oh, my. Being Winnipeg, he'll be a leaker after they catch up with him, you know, like stabby. Okay, never mind. February 4th, also, Rising Through the Fray. I don't have times for these, sorry. Rising Through the Fray, writing from across continents, right? Oh, sorry. Uniting from across continents to bring representation to the sport they love, Indigenous Rising laces up their skates to claim their space on the roller derby track. Whoa. February 5th, on Thursday, McDonald at the Movies, the king of comedy. Aspiring comic Robert Pupkin attempts to achieve success in show business by stalking his idol, a late-night talk show host who craves his own privacy. Oh, my. And then Gangsterism follows that. Again, I'm not sure what times. Sorry, folks. February 6th, The Mother and the Bear. When 26-year-old Sumi suffers an accident on the streets of wintry Winnipeg, her overbearing mother, Sarah, flies in from Seoul. That's Korea. South Korea, to be exact. To be by her daughter's side. Desperate to ensure Sumi will have someone to look after her in the future, Sarah and... Oh, is her name Sarah? Oh, like S-A-R-A? Okay. Sarah embarks on a mission to catfish a suitable husband before her daughter wakes up. Oh, that sounds like fun. February 6th, also, It Was Just an Accident. From master filmmaker Jafar Panahi comes a searing moral thriller that engages with complex ideas about the uncertainty of the truth and the choice between revenge and mercy. As Panahi turns his personal dissonance into a profound and galvanizing work of art. Oh, boy. And then it looks like February 6th and the 7th, it's The Mother and the Bear again. Also, It Was Just an Accident, and The Mother and the Bear again. And, oh, it says here, February 8th, Cabin Fever, A Bug's Life. On behalf of oppressed bugs everywhere, an inventive ant named Flick hires a troop of warrior bugs to defend his bustling colony from a horde of freeloading grasshoppers led by the evil-minded Hopper. Oh, my. I have a friend named Scott Hopper. I hope it's not him. He's a good guy. He wouldn't do that. Jeez. All right. And then it looks like February 8th, Just an Accident, The Mother and the Bear, and Just an Accident again. So... otherwise, then we're looking at next week, which all sorts of good stuff happening. That's at the Dave Barber Cinematheque in downtown Winnipeg, right across from Old Market Square in the Old Market Square area. So go check that out. Oh, shucks. Those are just a few events listed in the guide. If you want to add your event to the guide, please drop by CKUW. Email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca or call 204-786-9782. And don't call right now because there's nobody to answer that there phone. It's just me here. So keep a lid on it for now, huh? All right, and just in case you didn't know, my name is Rick. I do the world here on CKUW every Monday night from 6 till 7:30 p.m. And, yeah, that's what I'm sticking to. Next week, we'll be asking you for dough. So if you can pledge to the show, to the station, please, like, do that, huh? Okay, all right. I think what I'm going to do here is I am going to... I'm going to play a track for my friend Darren. It was Darren's birthday last week on Thursday. Oh, shucks. Was it Tuesday? Was it Thursday? It was last week. Not. Oh, hang on here. I think it was Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. Anyway, And I asked him, okay, a couple years ago, funny story here. I asked him if he wanted a, you know, a shout out, if I could, what was his request? I was asking. So he asked me to play him some Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper. So no problem, buddy. I gotcha. So I play the Mojo Nixon song. Awesome song. I think it was Elvis is Everywhere. But anyway, sure enough, the next day or the day after, Mojo Nixon drops dead. And I was like, okay, that's it. No more requests from Darren. But I have taken another request, so I hope that the guys in this next band will all be alive coming up shortly. So anyway, the song is for you, Darren. Happy birthday. Also last week, my friend Stefan celebrated a birthday. Happy birthday to you, Stefan. And our friend Gail celebrated her 88th birthday. So to all you folks who celebrated your birthdays last week. Oh, Tammy Kimmel still celebrated her birthday last week too. And I'm trying to think of other folks. But anyway, there was lots of birthdays last week. But my friend Darren requested this. So happy birthday, Darren. This is La Bottine Souriante just for you. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg. Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. And that was La Bottine Souriante. May they live forever. Holy smokes. Okay, we've got a little set coming up. I'm going to send this one out to my wife, Arlie. February 3rd, 1979. Blondie had their first of five number one hits with Heart of Glass. Yeah. And then also February 1st in 1980, Blondie released Call Me Another One at their number one. That one stayed at number one for 6 weeks. And it was the theme song from Call Me American Gigolo. Sorry, that took me a second here. So let's try, and hopefully this is it. Los Chiclets is this band. I hope it's the song. I think it is. You're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Dame la vida entera, píntame el color, píntame lo que tú quieras, te conozco amor. Siento así la sensación que me colma de emoción. Call me, aquí estoy, call me cuando quieras, llámame. Call me, aquí estoy, call me en cualquier momento, llámame. Cúbreme de besos siempre, cúbreme de amor. Quiero lo que puedas darme, quiero tu calor. Sentí así la sensación que me colma de emoción. Llámame, call me, aquí estoy, call me, en cualquier momento, llámame. Aquí estoy, deseo ir donde quieras tú voy. Aquí estoy, deseo ir donde quieras tú llama.
Hey, you're listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM. And what you just heard was Marion Myers. Yeah, she's German, as you could tell. And that was Dreaming. I think they call it Traume in German. Dreaming. Yeah, no kidding. And that's to celebrate multiple events of Blondie, who had their first number one hit, Heart of Glass, in 1979. And then a year later, Call Me, February 1st, 1980, the song from American Gigolo. Here done, scod up. I hope you like that. That was Los Chiclets. Indeed, huh? All right. Okay, I'd like to thank all of you for listening to this week's version of The World and ask you to keep it locked. Up next, Destination Moon on all sorts of good programming here on CKUW. So keep it locked, okay? Don't change that station. In a week's time, actually on Friday, it's Fun Drive. So tune in and, support your station if you can. We are looking for some dough so that we can continue doing the good work that we do here. Keep bringing you the artisanally created radio that is here on CKUW. All right. So I'm going to end things off with another Blondie song. I found this one is awesome. They just played the side stage a couple months ago. I know our good friend Stu Reed, yes, of famous of CKUW fame. He went to that show and posted a song online, so I really appreciated that because I couldn't go see this concert, but it was a great concert. This is the Suffragettes, you betcha, doing their version of the Heart of Glass. Thanks a lot for listening. Stay safe, stay warm, and keep it locked here on CKUW. You have been listening to The World on CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.